This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney along with Chris DeSimeo. The Cincinnati Chamber's Minority Business Accelerator marks its 10th anniversary this year. Joining us now is Crystal German. She's the vice president of the Minority Business Accelerator. And you can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Crystal, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Crystal, this is, just to make sure I have it straight, this is an accelerator versus an incubator, correct? So that means that you're dealing with existing established companies to help them grow?
Exactly. We like to think of ourselves as one of Cincinnati's first accelerators. And our whole role is to grow sizable minority companies in the Cincinnati area. So most of the firms that we work with come to us at year two or year three of their operation. And our goal is to help them grow faster than they would in a normal course of business.
And what are some of the milestones the accelerator has seen in its past 10 years?
From a programmatic standpoint, we've seen our firms, the portfolio firms that we touch, go from 20 to 40. So we've seen a doubling of the firms that we touch on a daily basis. From a corporate support, we've seen the number of corporations that support our work go from 8 to a current pool of 35.
Wow.
So that, I mean, the support that the community has given us has just grown tremendously over the last 10 years.
Yeah. And you've, of course, created a lot of jobs along the way.
Correct. We count over 2,000 jobs that have been created by these firms that we work with. So we feel like we're catalysts or enablers. The people who are actually doing the hard work are these minority firms. They're creating the impact in the community. They're employing the people. We just help provide them with services and opportunities.
Well, how is a minority business defined? How do we determine that?
The work that we do supports all minority businesses, and we define it by ethnic minorities: African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American. The core work that we do is targeted to Hispanic and African Americans because in Cincinnati, those are the groups that face the greatest disparity. On a per capita income, African Americans and Hispanics earn about 60% of what non-Hispanic whites do in Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, interestingly enough, Asians actually earn more than non-Hispanic whites. So we focus most of our efforts on African Americans and Hispanics, but the work that we do touches any minority company.
Do you specialize in any group of industries, or is it could it be anything?
We concentrate our efforts because we're housed at the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. The core of our work is with those companies that supply to corporations and to middle market companies. So the majority of our work is spent with companies who, what we call B2B, business to business, mm-hmm. or business to government. We don't do as much with retail companies, restaurants, consumer-based companies. We kind of stick to our knitting.
Okay. Interesting stuff.
How are minority businesses doing in Cincinnati? Are the numbers increasing? Are they decreasing? What have you seen in the past decade?
Unfortunately, this is one of those areas where we are slaves to the data, and the best data is census data, which is always behind. What we can tell you is anecdotally, the number of firms that are of size and scale has grown over the years. The folks that are coming to us are larger and stronger than they were 10 years ago when we started. When we started and the assessment was done, there were only a few firms that what we would consider sizable, greater than $1 million. Now we have 34 million dollar firms in our portfolio, and we know that that's not the entire population.
So what's the biggest barrier to growth for local minority businesses?
I don't know if there's one single barrier. I would say what the barriers that we like to tackle through the accelerator are access to information. So how do you know what's going on in Cincinnati? How do you know who are the right people to connect with? How do you know what you need to know in order to make your business successful? And we provide that. And then it's access to opportunities. I mean, historically, minorities have been left out of the conversation when deals have been done. And so that is changing. But there's still work to be done. And so our role is to make sure that they have the access to the information in order to use it for their benefit.
Access to funding, is that an issue?
That is definitely. That would be the third leg of the stool. So access to capital is continues to be an obstacle. The banks, the financial institutions in Cincinnati have done a great job of trying to level that playing field. But still, we find that minority firms tend to be undercapitalized. They tend to rely on the family, friends, and credit cards to start out with. And that puts them at a disadvantage during growth stages. One of the initiatives that we are working on at the chamber is to launch a fund for minority businesses, specifically for those firms who are in that growth stage and have a difficult time accessing that capital.
Is there a goal for how large you would like that fund to become?
As large as it can be.
Of course.
We are shooting for somewhere between $2.5 and $5 million.
And this money will be available in what size chunks? Is there a minimum size loan that this is going to be? And will there be any kind of equity participation, or is it simply borrowing money from the fund?
It is debt capital. So this is not an equity fund. It is debt capital, but it's subordinate debt. And what we're hoping is that and have received favorable response from the financial institutions, that this will be part of a larger financial package. So we have the flexibility to make this subordinate to other pools of capital. So when a larger project needs to be done and there's that missing piece, this is that missing piece that can come in, and a senior lender can come in on top of us. There is no minimum. The maximum is 225.
Okay.
Crystal, you mentioned knowing who to talk to. Does the accelerator have networking events or resources? Does the chamber have any kind of resources to help minority businesses with that?
The chamber puts on over 300 events per year. Our role is to help not keep minority businesses outside of the business community, but get them interjected into the business community. So we leverage the chamber's events and make sure that our minority firms know of them and that are able to use them to their advantage. So the accelerator doesn't see itself as separate from the chamber, but really a tool or resource for minority companies to use.
Can you share any examples with us of specific companies that have benefited from the accelerator?
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble.
Am I?
Yes.
We don't want to do that, but
you're going to get me in trouble because if I name one, then somebody's going to call and say, "Well, you didn't name me."
Well, just a disclaimer now.
Yes. Well, probably the one that has been most notable is Global Novations. Global Novations was one of the early firms with the accelerator. Actually, was Global Lead at the time. During the time with the portfolio and the accelerator, they actually received investment capital. They bought two companies. They merged with another company out of Boston, and then just recently were acquired by Korn Ferry. So here's a situation where we had a company that was started here, grew here, both in revenues and employment, and was able to then bring other resources from outside the area into Cincinnati, and now has been acquired by one of the largest talent management companies in the world.
How many people work there now, roughly?
Oh, Korn Ferry is huge.
Oh, right.
At its peak, and I would tell you it was tens of people. Now, what the exact number is, I couldn't recall offhand, but they started with three. So the fact that they started with three and grew to a company that employed folks, professional folks all around Cincinnati, diverse professionals, and did work with some of the larger companies around here, international work, I think talks to the testament of what can happen in Cincinnati.
It seems to be well supported, too, because some of the seed money, as you pointed out, for this fund, this $2.5 to $5 million, comes from some of the better known names here in Cincinnati, the Greater Cincinnati Foundation among them.
Greater Cincinnati Foundation has been a partner with the MBA from the very beginning. The CAN Commission, Greater Cincinnati Foundation, all provided that initial capital to get us started at the chamber. They came to us about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and said, you know, we have an opportunity here to do something special in the minority business community. We'd love for you to partner with us. And we spent a greater part of those 2 years brainstorming about this fund and the creation, and they've invested $500,000 of their own capital into the fund. So they were our initial investor and have done a great job of talking about it with their donor-advised funds as well to talk about the great work that we're doing and to get people excited about it. But in addition to Greater Cincinnati Foundation, we have supporters, and again, I'm going to get in trouble for naming some and not all others, but U.S. Bank and Macy's and Procter & Gamble and Messer and Castellini Group, who've all Children's Hospital. The Chamber Foundation itself is also investing our own money as well into the fund. So we have people and individuals who have stepped up, CentOS, who've stepped up to say, this is important to us, this is important to the community, and we want to see great things happen here.
Crystal, if someone is listening is interested, how would they start the process of becoming part of the MBA?
They would give us a call. I mean, they would call the main chamber number, visit us on the website. We would sit down with them, learn about their business. We would go in depth about what we do. Some of the basic criteria, though, to be fair, you have to be at least $1 million in revenue. I mean, we partner with a lot of other organizations that help the startup or the smaller companies, but our focus is about job creation and being catalysts for change in the community. And we feel that that starts at the $1 million mark.
Well, thank you, Crystal, for being with us this afternoon and talking to us. Crystal German is the Vice President of the Cincinnati Chamber's Minority Business Accelerator.